act as my own friend. And when I talk to you again, there's a vision softly creeping, and which is what I was seeing. And the vision from the first Watchmen comic. Oh, you see me? That means I must be like on air, right? Is it happening? Okay, I'm going. Whee! What's everybody? My name is Pepper Coyote. Hold on, I got a thing. Hey everybody, my name is Pepper Coyote. And I'm here today to okay. Am I allowed to say the F word on this? You can imagine what the F word is. Friendship? What's up for Apocalypse? We met in a chat room for mistreated lovers. Said, right me wrong tonight. Given all that he'd seen and all that she'd taken, I'm doubting that he'll be alright. After I wrote him a hate song, all of the flourish I own, and undoubtedly pleased to his eyes made a circle, something that he'd like to show. Profanity is okay? Is profanity okay? I'm not sure. Traded our screen names for glasses and bar stools. Do I even know your real name? The minutes turned hours as we got to talking. Continue as closing time came. Climbing stairs of his east side apartment, he tells me his innocent plan. Finding room with a worn down piano, he's until I understand. He said, I'll be your strong companion. Stand being wrong again. As we move on, I'll stand beside you, trusting in our daily bread. Chat, this does sound like a song, but none of you know it because it's not nearly popular enough. It's an 80s country song by a lady named Susie Boggess, who I'm convinced only me and my mom know of. And I don't know. Like, part of me is like, I should explain the inspiration. Like, some people would be interested in, like, oh, this is where I came. Like, inspiration for this song came from these various other concepts that I smushed together. But that's also how you get sued. So I don't talk about it because in the current, like, copyright landscape, you're not allowed to. Which is a totally normal thing that would happen through all of, like, Western music history, where you would just take somebody else's song, kind of riff on it, or, like, a variation on a theme by blah, 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 and it wasn't seen as, like, rude or stealing, and you certainly wouldn't pay anybody any money, but, like, this is America in 2020, so, like, I don't want to go to court, so. Now we play love songs at spots in the city. People
remember our name. The keys are on fire, and I'd be a liar if I said I could walk away. Somewhere there's a whisper of anger and cruelty, plotting its cold victory. I feel it's dividing, but if you stand beside me, it can suppress it today. I can't stand being wrong again. As we move on, I'll stand beside you, trusting in our daily bread.
And that's when the Susie Boggess similarity goes away. Go look at Best of Susie Boggess. If you like my music, you'll probably like it's. Yeah, there's nothing too like mind blowing about it. It's very nice, like pop 80s pop country. And when you listen to it, you're like, this isn't even country. Keep that in your mind, and then listen to what we consider country music today in another 10 years. Doesn't really sound like country, but she does play acoustic guitar and wear a cowboy hat, so I think that makes it. That makes it count. What's up, furries? I did a stream earlier today for an anime convention, and I feel slightly more comfortable back in front of my people, the furry animals, where I can. Wait, do I have anything furry on this soundboard?
I'm gay.
Yeah, there it is. So this, I've been. I think I can do a. This as long as like a little dirty. It's not even that dirty. Like no, even nudity is implied in this. But here we go. If you want to hear this song's full version, which is extremely overdone and dramatic, and I love it, look up on Spotify, Step on My Face, and Tell Me That You Love Me. Step on my face and tell me that you love me. From head to toe, you overflow with grace. I can't sit still with poor pants pressed against me. Entrap me, oh please, step on my face. 2, 3, the touch, the shine. You help me unwind, and I can't tell you how long I've waited for. Is it a crime to have paws on my mind? Surround me softly and give me a taste of those toe beans. Sucking a toe is better than blow sharply, less expensive. No matter your flaws, just give me a pause and tolerate my tongue. Your feet, my nose, can we bring them close now and forever, just as long as they're reasonably clean. There's like an orchestra here.
Oh,
a short order chef. I'm calling out for free holy. Step on my face and tell me that you never have shoes on around me. I love you so please. Step on my
want to hear that with a large orchestra and some like schmaltzy quiet. It's very schmaltzy. That's the one. I try to do like, oh, I don't know, that back in the, we still kind of have that, just sounds differently now, like the high production pop song where you'd get like, you know, pop singer in the 50s, 60s, 40s, but they'd have a full orchestra for the recording. So it'd be just this huge, like Frank Sinatra, like a chorus of 100 people back there. Back when you could just assemble like 200 musicians to cut your record with you on this big ass stage. Oh, that'd be fun. The NHL Phoenix team is the Arizona Coyotes. Thank you, Anthrocoon, for your for your knowledge. Let's hit another song here. Oh yeah! So I did the anime con, and guess what? I learned an anime song for, or should I say, I already knew this song, but I didn't know if I'd be able to play it on guitar or not without a ton of practice. And no, I can do it. I know this one well enough. So. That's the intro. I just don't have an electric guitar. 2, 3, 4.
I brush against the freckles and I hate it so, but life goes on and I heave a little sigh for you. It's heavy, the love that I would share for you, and it dissolves like it was just a sugar cube. Now the life pain's hidden and my heart has shrunk in a bit, but it really doesn't hurt me now. Those silly horoscope signs, guess I can't trust them after all. We could get further away. I wonder what it would be like. I'd be so happy inside my heart. All the memories I have are beautiful in my mind, but they don't feed the hunger deep inside my soul. And tonight I cried, I'd be just sitting in my sorrow. And now I must wonder, why did it really mean to you? I just can't see it anymore.
I effing love that song. That song is so good. I feel mad. Japanese composers like took kind of like I don't know, Western. I hate using the word Western because what the fuck does that mean? West of what? Like the Midwest stuff. But they took like Circle of Fifths Western style music and just like took it to 11. Every anime theme song is just every chord. Here we go. Can you play?
Cause I'm lonely, can't you see? I'm talking lonely, yeah, that's me. I got one more dance, but in half an hour I'll be gone. Tell you right or tell me wrong. Shiny diamonds in the mirror never gave me any answers, so let's polish up our wasting song. See it sparkle in false brilliance, dig a dollar from the earth and maybe you'll stay. Me, 'cause I'm lonely. Can't you see? I'm talking lonely. Yeah, that's me. I got one more dance, but in half an hour I'll be gone. Come on down and make your mark. Standing up for something lesser couldn't mean less to the empty any hope of getting started. Shaken up by justice seekers who are pulling me apart. Oh, won't you stay with me? Oh, 'cause I'm lonely, can't you see? I'm talking lonely. That's me. I got one more dance, but in half an hour I'll be gone. Wasn't I the lonely one? Smoking phone calls in the bathroom, yelling, how could you have gone? But someone else, someone older. It's not right thinking that I'm fine alone, 'cause I'm lonely, can't you see? I'm talking lonely, yeah, that's me. I got one more dance, but in half an hour I'll be gone. I'll be gone, 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 yeah, I'm so lonely, can't you see? I'm talking lonely, yeah, that's me. I got one more dance, but in half an hour I'll be gone. I'll be gone, gone, gone.
Oh. Okay, so I've had this joke behind me where I've got, here, I'll move aside so you can see. Everyone remembers our fine Fur Fright Hotel that was the, I don't know, and then it became the, and then eventually the, but it eventually died as the Red Lion Inn. Here's the headline. That shit's remaining closed, thank God, because I swear if it opened back up, it'd be the hotel again somehow. No matter what contract Furpox signed, somehow the Red Lion Inn being open would just, like, cosmically suck the convention back to the hotel. So here, I have a picture of the real hotel. Surprise! The same fucking hotel, but a better angle. Doesn't this hotel look nice? Like, look at that. What a nice hotel. This piece of shit, but this hotel. That's very nice. Don't use this hotel. Use this hotel. No. Yeah. Oh. I spent almost 10 years going to this hotel and just watching it be, if you ever see those, like a one, if you know the idea of a one-to-one correlation, where if you watch the graph, it's just a 45-degree angle straight down in a consistent, that was the upkeep of the hotel. Every year they're like, we're gonna fix it next year, don't worry about it. And when I say we, it doesn't mean like the con. It's not the convention's responsibility to show up, hey, we're the handyman here to fucking fix your hotel for you. Every year, they're like, don't worry, next year, it'll be fine. It was just a consistent... I feel, yes. Closed non-payment of taxes. Tax evasion? We got them on tax evasion. Really? Okay, that's fine. I mean, I do, like, I have fond memories of this hotel. I've had a great... Look, I can point to the... Where is it? Right here. This is the part of the parking lot where I drank Mad Dog 2020 in the year 20, I don't know, whatever the last Fur Fright was, or the first Fur Pock, around there. Okay, let's do an actual song. This is about fursuits. Has anyone got the time to sit and fret about the way snow cones don't really work? No, syrup always ends up in the bottom of the cup. Clockman running to and fro, taking just enough time to yell at you through the open car window. No, it isn't the first time. Find a
help you need. Take the help you seek. And with this suit, I can fly higher than the people downtown trying to keep me on the ground. Can't keep the pace, man, I'm pulling away. And with this hoot, who can dream bigger? Gotta grab it with both hands, pick my own winner. No, no perception gonna get me down. No perception gonna get me down. Ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba da. You were supposed to be my audience. Ba da. Type it in the chat if you want. Harvard and got no business like the business. A one pay life when sprinting to the next drive. Take a ticket, wait in line for the pay. He calls like this and she calls like that. When you wake up in the morning reaching for the sun, oh no, he don't like that. Pebbles in their place. Find the help you need. Take the help you seek. And with this suit, I can fly higher than the people downtown trying to keep me on the ground. Can't keep the pace, man, I'm pulling away. And with this suit, who can dream big? I gotta grab it with both hands, pick my own winner. No, no perception's gonna get me down. No, 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 no perception's gonna get me down. One, two, fuck it up. Oh,
it's like a mosh pit in real life, but I don't really have a band here, so it's just me.
Oh,
here we are.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
ba 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 This suit, I can fly higher than the people downtown trying to keep me on the ground. It can't keep the pace, man, I'm pulling away. With this suit, who can dream bigger? Gotta grab it with both hands, pick my own winner. No, no perception's gonna get me down. No perception's gonna get me down. And in a totally nonsense chord for the song, because I like doing that. Does anybody want to hear a spooky song? I have a song from a vampire movie that I would love to play for all of you. It is a cover. Twitch might fuck my shit. We're not on Twitch, though. We're on Vimeo. Yeah! Vimeo. I better pull out my art film. This is Vimeo, baby. It's a good thing we're not on, what's the name of it? Daily Motion? If this was Daily Motion, this would just be a bootleg of a cartoon. Okay, let me pull this song up. This is not in my set, but I do want to do it. It's my Halloween song, gosh darn it. It's in a vampire movie. No one remembers what movie it's from, but it is from a vampire movie.
And promises how to be brave. How can I love when I'm afraid to fall?
Oh, I lost my spot.
But watching you stand alone,
too many beers.
All of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. Step closer. died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. Love you for a thousand more. Time stands still. Beauty in all she is. I will be brave. I will not let anything take away. Bending in front of me, every breath, every hour has come to this. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. And all along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. Step closer.
Y'all ready?
One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. And all along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I love you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand
Yeah, that's a nice song. I genuinely like playing that thing. So, that was a slow song. Let's do a little bit faster song. This song is called When I Die, also Halloween-y, because it's about death. Death song. For when I die, and when I'm ashes, and no more songs I can repeat, whoever's singing at my funeral had better learn. That's right, Gord. Learn to move their feet. For when I die, right around 40, and when my fuse has reached its end, you best believe what I'll be drinking. I don't ask why, but maybe when. Some people croak it, and then everyone chokes on bitter tears. Oh, Lord, why do I have to go? But when I stroll, I think we'll all probably know that I was due any time. I mean, you can't live that hard for long. So when I die and when I'm buried, come watch me sing into the ground. You'll get the dirt, just drain a bottle, and if they ask, just stay, I drown. For when I die
And when it's over, and all my friends are left behind, I wouldn't doubt they'll all be jealous. They'll have to do more work than I. Some people throw it and then everyone chokes on bitter tears. Oh Lord, why'd he have to go? But when I stroll, I think we'll all probably know that I was too any time. I mean, you can't live that hard for long. So when I die, and when I'm sober, there'll be more stories left to write. Take up my pen and get to scribbling. Puncture your silence, kill your fright. For when I die, for when I die, for when I die, for when I die, I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. Yeah. Yum.
I like that song. It's fun. That's an adrenaline heavy song. We're talking about Pittsburgh. What are we talking? Oh, we're still talking about like the roots of Anthrocon. Yeah, Albany Anthrocon, where it was just like a picnic in the park. Then the first actual hotel convention, and I think 97. Yeah, you guys are right. Oh yeah, no matter where you go, I'm gonna be there. Look, there's like seven is a higher number. There aren't a lot of, like, touring furry musicians. There are more and more. There's definitely more now than when I first started out. It seems like furry music was a thing in, like, the mid-2000s, and then it went down, and trying to get booked in, like, 2010-ish area was a nightmare. Nobody wanted to book any live music. Like, you can put me in the hallway. They're like, we need that hallway. Like, you can put me in the basement. It's like, we need that basement. Put me in the broom closet. We would just do. We started out as like I was the guitar guy, just be in the freaking stairwell, janking around on my guitar, seeing what happens. All right, let's see. I got 20 minutes. What? How would I like to prioritize my remaining time? Mostly drinking. America. Okay. Oh, let's do this one. Here's something no one had to do this time. Stand physically in this hotel in a registration line. On the road, gotta beat the traffic. There isn't much at 4 a.m. I can hardly move inside this car. In the back, you can see the magic. Mesh eyes staring back towards home. 800 miles can't be that far. What is this, our fifth con this year? I bet they've already got our spot saved in the red line. Well, they wanna know what's your name and do you have your ID? Red line, get your badge and go. Make the con your own. Got a 2-hour delay sitting at the airport, but the weather ain't breaking the smile. This'll be my first time off of the ground. I call Jesse as I hit arrivals. Count down to the moment we meet. I step out at door 2 and I see their car. Trunk clicks, open, stick my bag inside. Now it's only us for a 13-minute ride. Hi, I'm Jesse. What's up? You're my internet boyfriend. Well, how about you take me down to this hotel in Cromwell, Connecticut, and we can we can play Ring Around the Rain Buckets in the main entranceway. And then after that,
you can take me to the red line. Gotta keep my man. Where'd you bring your ID? Red line. Keep my badge and go.
Find my hotel room. We've had some lights down and an elevator. So far, nothing to scrape off the walls. I wish we could get one thing to start on time. Calling Conjure, here's my next disaster. What do you mean the system's down? Just start taking it down by hand and we'll put it all in later. Con has barely started and we're nearly undone. Did we rent a damn piano? Seems the only thing that's moving is the red line. Got your friends, you're heading down, and where they can meet you is the red line. Get your badge and go.
Oh, that's not the right thing. It vamps here.
Red line. Better get yourself into a suit and stand still for hours. Red line. Tell your friends you're heading down, and where they can meet you is the red line. Just behind the umbrella, and not sure where it is. Red line. Get yourself a bunch of stuff to forget in your hotel room. Red line. Red line. La 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 la. Red line. Red line. Gotta get another red line. Red line. Oh, whoa. Red line.
That's the kind of that's the kind of thing you got. Mm-hmm.
You got to end your songs with a major seven, baby. Always. Unless you can do a minor chord with a seven.
Yeah. It's extremely cool to be digitally at FurPoc again this year, because this technically keeps my streak going where I've been to like five or six FurPocs in a row, and it's neat.
I've now been around long enough to watch conventions either rebrand or completely change or rise and fall. I've seen at least the rise and fall of one convention. I was such a con baby, like a fandom baby forever. I was like,
hi, I've been on the internet for 3 weeks. Could you tell me how to
trying to ask someone on FA how to put in the line of code necessary to like insert an icon. So you gotta do like colon icon and blah, blah, and like type in a thing. And if you mess up one character, it's bad because it's you're coding really, kind of. Trying to tell someone how to do that is impossible because if you put it how it is, it'll show up and they'll be like, huh? So you have to put in spaces and I'm like, wait, what's happening? It's not working. Like, well, take out the spaces. I'm like a 19-year-old. I've never written a single line of code in my life. Well, I didn't understand it was code. Wow, how old am I? Oh, yeah, the Pine Fur Con. I went there exactly once. I think it was our second year. And it was great. It was like full. Like the bar was... The hotel was two cans. Imagine two cans of Pringles. Now cut both of those cans of Pringles in half, because they're pretty short towers. And it was two towers, and then a little boop in the middle, where, I say tower, it was like four floors. But there's a little thing in the middle. It was great. You're in Maine. Ah! I wish that con would have continued. I had a very fun time the one time I was there. Okay, what do I got left? This song is called, what's it called? Driving Into the Sun. Thank you. this is Driving in the Sun. It does start with the same chords, though.
Turning a corner on my short commute, face north to west in the friendly pursuit of the welcome relief of one's work being done. I find myself driving into the sun. Reaching above for a square on a hinge, swinging it down, try to block the orange ball, sweaty white light in my eyes, it will run. As I find myself driving into the sun, well, alright, it has to get better, at least I can squint as I tumble along. I will not be deterred, no, we've only begun. As I find myself driving into the sun, sinking too quickly, it ducks down below. I inch my seat, urging my neck to grow, while between mirror and pleather, my vision near none. Is the light green or red? All I see is the sun. Well, alright, it has to get better, at least I can squint as I tumble along. I will not be deterred, no, we've only begun. I find myself driving into the sun. Shimmering pieces of reflective glass fall from the mirror of the truck I can't pass. In our haste to advance and our will turning numb, we trample ourselves raging against the sun. Everybody. Well, alright, it has to get better, at least I can squint as I tumble along. I will not be deterred, no, we've only begun. As I find myself driving into the sun, well, alright, it has to get better, at least I can squint as I tumble along. I will not be deterred, no, we've only begun. As I find myself driving into the sun. On.
Woo! Cat like more liked it. More was into that. And a good tiger approval over there. Here we go. What is more than pepper in the morning? My dream is to run my own morning radio show where I get to scream nonsense. Okay, let's go ahead and hit our last couple here. I'm gonna do a sincere song, then a goof song, and I sure as F hope that this is R-rated, because here we go. This song is called See You Next Year, and I genuinely wish that. I want to see you next year. I want you guys to be able to see each other next year. Hopefully the whole world will be able to see each other in about a year's time from now, because, oh boy, if we don't have a pretty good vaccine out by then, I'll keep quarantining, but fuck, man, I don't wanna. That's the sentiment. Everybody can hate it as much as they want. You can hate masks as much as you want. You can talk about masks are bullshit and I hate them. It's like, cool. Are you wearing it? Because I hate them also. I also don't want to be wearing it. I don't want to be staying home. But you're doing it because it's what's necessary. You got to do what has to be done sometimes. And like, this is one of the times. If you have a fucked up tooth, it needs to be pulled or filled or root canaled or something. Like, you got to deal with it. You can't just deal with your shitty tooth hurting your face for your whole life. You can't just let COVID run through the country, even though we kind of are. Do the thing so you can get the good result and we can all get past this. And that's That's all I want from anyone. Complain as much as you want, because I do too. But, and then do the thing so we can all get back to not this specific piece of shit hotel, a different hotel, also in Connecticut, and we can play this song in real life next year, I hope. I like you guys all a lot. And that, thank you. That was the mini rant for this one. I put it all in one bit. It's funny how connections you make from a distance can change dramatically as you're meeting face to face. Every once in a while you find yourself inside a situation where you don't know who to blame. Could be the excitement in the lobby, could be you're not in your home state, could be the liquid in this cup that I keep drinking, but we've only got 3 days and you're gone again. Maybe we'll meet in line for something, maybe we'll meet inside somebody's hotel room. All I can say is, how about we try to make tonight last the rest of our lives. After we leave our bed, I'll see you next year. Do our best to stay in contact, save up enough that I can buy the gasoline. And I swear to God, if work won't give me my vacation, I'll go to cons all the year long while I'm unemployed. Oh, maybe we'll meet inside for something. Try to make tonight last the rest of our lives. After we leave our bed, I'll see you next year. Here we sit watching the closing, set our alarm so we can catch the shuttle bus. Still have tonight where we'll be dancing like a dead dog, because if I don't sleep, tonight can never end. Oh, maybe we'll meet in line for something. Maybe we'll meet inside somebody's hotel room. All I can say is, how about we try to make tonight last the rest of our lives. After we leave our bed, I'll see you next year. Come on now, let the night be over. Come on now, don't let the night be over. Come on now, don't let the night be over. Oh, come on now, don't let the night be over. After we leave our bed, I'll see you next year. Oh, oh, oh. After we leave our bed, I'll see you next year. I'll see you next year. I hope that I'll see you next year. Ask me why I'm limping down the way, and who that fellow was who came by yesterday. I quickly turn my face before I start to blush, 'cause frankly there is nothing I can say. There's one thing I can say. If you guys want to contribute without having to spend any of your own money, to my continued ability to pay, I can't say rent anymore. It's technically rent because I don't own the house, but the other guy who lives in the house, my boyfriend, he owns the house. So I pay him rent, but it's not the same as like rent. Now I'm saying, like, it's not going to go up. Mortgage? That sounds weird. I don't know. If you want to help me continue to live my life, go to your favorite streaming service and listen to my shit for free. Type Pepper Coyote into like anything and you'll probably find me. Just go ahead, click it. Click right on my song and I'll get a hundredth of a cent. But if enough people do it, I'll get a whole cent and then another cent and I'll put them together. I've always had a thing for pushing the extreme, and I just got a thing you won't find in the magazines. That molded silicone has got me begging, please give me more of what I really need. Cause there is no cock like horse cock. Send your asshole into shock and eat horse cock. Of horse cock, grab the lube and slam the day away. Ba-dum-dum-dum. My shit is quivering and my balls are turning blue as I think of drinking in a foot or even two. Oh, my favorite stallion that I keep in my top drawer. Slip it in and I'll be dripping blue as I take a more cock, horse cock. Shut the door and turn the lock. Is it your cock a horse cock? You will never hear me saying nay as I take a more cock, horse cock. Rub my dick inside a sock. Oh, don't stop now, horse cock. Hear me saying nay. My family, your cock. Hold up a second. I have another joke I want to do. My lovely, lovely, lovely horse, my lovely horse, my lovely, running through the field. Where are you going with your fetlocks blowing in the wind? I want to shower you with sugar lumps and ride you over fences. Polish your hooves every single day and bring you to the horse dentist. My lovely, lovely, lovely horse. My lovely horse, you're a pony no more. Running around with a man on your back like a train in the night, yeah. Like a train in the night. Furpock, thank you very much for listening to me tonight. Thank you very much for supporting Furpocalypse Inc. Because we really want Furpock 2021 to happen. So you guys being here and chucking some money at them to look at this stream, excellent. Thank you very much for continuing to support your own community. Somebody just pulled up in an El Camino outside my house and I want to go touch it. Just because... it's one of like five cars I can identify by sight. Unless it was actually the truck car, the Smokey and the Bandits one, which is something else. It's not an El Camino. Camaro. El Camino and a Camaro, different cars. Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you for hanging out. I like all of you. I'm going to take a nap. I've done a lot of streams today. Oh, please stick around for some more Furpock content. Good night.